Hey, I'm Lex.
And I'm Serena,
host of the Dream Body Playbook podcast,
a show all about transforming your life
and your body to what you've always dreamed of.
On our show, you're going to find hella inspiring guests,
and you'll get weight loss tips galore from top pros in the industry.
And you're going to hear fitness secrets from the CCP team.
Plus, you'll get nutrition and training help with our Is It Worth It episodes, where we'll review the latest trends hitting the internet to let you know if it's actually worth your time.
Listen every Wednesday to the Dream Body Playbook.
Welcome back, you guys, to the Dream Body Playbook podcast.
It's Wednesday, baby.
It's Wednesday. And I mean, we were here last week filming with a guest, Cody, if you guys didn't watch that episode or listen to it. Go ahead and listen to that. He was great. Such an informative episode.
I'm not going to say too much, but I couldn't get over his story. I was just like,
I know. His story was great. The whole time,
and I'm like, I'm trying to wrap my head, and he's just like brushing past it. I'm like, bruh, elaborate.
You're like, no, I need more. But it's been a while since it's just been me and you in the studio.
That's
so
true.
Yeah. I'm pumped about this. We're getting back into our normal routine.
Got a groove going.
Yep.
We're both pumped up on coffee today. So if we go, squirrel brains.
I know. You guys, our camera's defocused for some reason. Oh, there we go. We're back. Okay. Then we're farther away. I got to stay close for some reason. Sorry, Abdul, as you're editing this. You see that whenever I back up?
No, I'm blind. Oh, no, I see it.
Yeah, I'll just stay close. It's okay. But yeah, let's talk about the coffee thing, because this is new.
This is new for us.
Well, it's newer for me. You've been doing it a little bit for a while, but we've gone decaf.
Uh-huh.
Like, fully, except for...
Every once in a while.
This one I've got. Every once in a while. I've got a long day today. It's okay.
Yeah.
But funny story, actually... You probably saw it in my story the other day where I was like officially switching to decaf, and literally like last week.
You're like, I hate it or something.
It wasn't great. Oh, it tastes the same. I love it, but like I don't get like really bad withdrawals from caffeine, but like this time of the day, and you guys, just for reference, it's like 1:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I start to feel my sinking when I have caffeine in the morning, or whenever I have it pushes me through, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have found my clarity and focus is so much better though, which is great.
Yeah,
but back to the funny story, I didn't tell Nick I switched to decaf coffee. I just made decaf coffee like it was normal coffee,
right?
He was not a happy camper. Not a happy.
What is this?
He was like, I'm so tired today. And I was like, well, I was like,
you know that coffee.
I was like, I did switch us to decaf. And he was like, why on earth would you do that? And I was like, our adrenals need it.
That's right.
Oh god, yeah. So we got over it. We're still using decaf. He probably stops by Dunkin' or Starbucks on the way out.
Probably.
But to each his own, it's okay.
Yeah, let him do his little thing.
You've been doing it for a while, though.
Yeah, I'm mostly a chai gal now. That's sometimes, if I'm feeling a little, you know, extra, I'll get the dirty chai.
That's what I got. That's what I got today.
Like Saturday, I went to a French little bakery with my friend Marie.
Ooh, I saw that.
It was so good.
That was super cute.
And it was her recommendation.
Where was that at?
South Park, like near the mall.
I'm going to have to get the name of it.
Mm-hmm. Copain. It was so good.
It was super cute.
And since she invited me there, I was like, I don't know what's good. Because like she's from France. So I was like, all right, I'm going to take your recommendations. You've been here. So I just ordered exactly what she were. I was like, I just want exactly what you get. Because I need to know what's good. So we got it was like an iced whatever latte. I don't know. So that was like pretty good. Chocolate croissant. Delish. And then I had coffee today because I went to another French bakery this morning with my one of my I guess friends, acquaintances, business, whatever, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna get a cafe latte because it's rainy, maybe I want a little pick me up. I had already ate breakfast, so I was like, you know what, I'm good to have some caffeine.
There we go.
And yeah, so she was like, you want a coffee? I was like, no. I was like, I already had one. I'm good.
That's one of the things too, though, and I'm out of focus again. Here we go. I really can't lean back today. Wow.
No, you
our
can't.
Camera does not like me. That's one of the things that you just mentioned, too, that I was in a really bad habit of is having the breakfast and coffee switch. And I know I preach to you guys all the time, like, have your coffee after you have your protein and stuff. And when I was conscious of it, sure, I would do that. But on my days where I was like, boom, 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 go, 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 I would just pour a cup of coffee and start my day. And maybe like 45 minutes later, I'd cook breakfast and stuff. But I already had a cup of coffee and a half on my stomach. So that was one of my main reasons that like I switched, because I didn't want that amount of caffeine.
Yeah.
Like pumping through my system before I even have a full meal.
Yeah.
But I'm also just like a coffee lover. And so I can drink just plain decaf coffee and still enjoy it because I love the coffee flavor. Yeah.
You guys, we're humans too. Yeah. You know, we make mistakes.
We can help teach you guys these things because we've been through all of them.
Exactly. That's why we walk you through those things, because like we've made those mistakes of, you know, only drinking coffee for breakfast and not eating anything until 2 p.m. And we know the effects of that. And so
what's up, y'all? So we don't run ads on this podcast and we probably won't ever. Our goal here is to share as much information and value with you as possible, with a little entertainment, of course. But with that, we need your help in getting the word out about the Dream Body Playbook. So all we're asking for you to do is send this episode to a friend that you think would really benefit from it, or share it on your social media stories and tag us. Also, one other thing we're going to be doing is giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to someone who rates and reviews this podcast every single month. So thank you in advance, and we're looking forward to reading your reviews, but we'll get back to the episode.
Kind of tying into our topic for today.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about intermittent fasting specifically. Is it worth it or is it not worth it? But that kind of ties into it because I feel like a lot of people who do practice intermittent fasting, they have that coffee for breakfast.
Right.
They don't eat lunch until 12, 1, 2, whatever time.
Yeah.
And then they go for, you know, that. And so we really want to just talk about the health effects of that. I mean, obviously, if you're doing this for like spiritual, religious reasons, feel free to kind of take this as you will. But
and that's a period of time too.
Yeah, exactly. But as a specific, like, okay, I'm trying to do this to lose 50 pounds or whatever.
Right.
Let's talk about it. We're talking about it specifically from a women's perspective because we're women and men benefit from this differently than we do.
Yeah. And most of you guys are women listening to this. Yes. So,
and we, no problems there.
Right. And we work with women. So that's why we're kind of taking this approach, and it affects us so much differently than it does men. And ladies, I know we've said this before, it's super unfortunate, but our hormones just kind of sometimes have it out for us when we have some things like this. So first, let's start with like, what is intermittent fasting? If there's anyone that's listening to this and you're like, wait, I've never heard this term, probably unlikely because it's been around a while, but let's just regroup.
It's making a comeback on the socials.
It is. I've heard it a lot, actually, or just fasting in general, but like water fast and stuff. That's another one that maybe we can touch on a little bit at the end. But what is intermittent fasting? So it's when you go a extended period of time without food or calories, for instance, I'll say, because it's, you can have water, you can have like tea with nothing in it, you can have black coffee, but you can't have anything that's like caloric substance, really.
Right.
So like if you have coffee, you can't put creamer in it because that breaks your fast, supposedly.
That's crazy. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like, because the black coffee is just like, there's not really calories in it. It's just water and coffee beans, you know. Same with tea. And so, and I'm talking about like green tea, herbal tea, unsweetened tea, not like sweet tea at all.
Right now, Chick-fil-A sweet tea.
I automatically think of that. We're from the, well, I'm from the South. She's in the South now, so she's accustomed to it now.
That's true.
But sweet tea is the first thing I think of when I hear tea. So,
yeah.
So when you go a period of time without any calories, most of the time people are looking at it on like a 12-12 split being the shortest split. So 12 hours you're eating, 12 hours you're fasting. Then you get that 14-16 split where you're fasting for 16. No, math, Alexis, math.
What did you say, 14 and 16? You mean 16-8?
Thank you. Okay. That's it. 16-8. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
30 hours.
I know. I was like, that's too many hours in a day. Math. Y'all, I'm terrible at math. Side note. Nick is like my walking calculator around the house.
You were just talking about the guy with the brains with the math.
Yeah. I don't have that. I have to use a calculator for everything. But where was that? 8-16 was the next one. So you're eating for 8 hours. You're fasting for 16. Sometimes there's a 6-18. Is that right? That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Got that one right that time. 6-18 is also another one where you eat for 6 hours and then you fast for 18 hours. And so on and so on. People figure out which one works for them or which one they think is going to work best for them. I see the extremes a lot of time with the 18-6 where they're eating from like noon to 6 p.m. and they're fasting for the rest of the time, or 1 to 7. Typically it's like an afternoon time when they're eating food. So the whole breakfast, morning snacks and stuff out the window. And what are the goals of this?
To lose weight.
Lose weight. That's literally what people are trying to do.
Again, that's what we're focusing on here.
Right.
Weight loss, health perspectives.
Right, exactly. And so essentially a lot of people do see results on this, but here's why they see results on this. They're in a calorie deficit. It's literally it. They're decreasing the amount of time that they're consuming food Therefore, they're most likely eating less than they would if they were eating throughout the entire day,
mm-hmm.
putting you into a calorie deficit.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get the same results just tracking calories or being more mindful, putting you into that deficit while still eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner throughout the entire day.
Yep.
And
because hanger is not a fun emotion, let me tell you.
Oh, no.
That.
And I get hangry bad.
Yeah.
Ask my husband.
Yeah. I would. let me tell you something. I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, no, we're at it again.
I know, we're at it again, man. She's back.
2024 continuing the pattern. But what I was, like, going into kind of the deficits and stuff like that, a lot of people seem to think, oh, but it's your body eating its fat away during the fasting times. And I mean, I used to be one of these people, not specifically with intermittent fasting, but whenever you feel hunger and thinking like, oh, that's a good thing. I'm hungry. I'm therefore like my fat is burning off my body or something. Mm. Like you would feel it as like a kind of like when you use skincare and it actually burns your face.
Oh, yeah. No, honey, you're allergic.
Yeah. And you think it's doing something.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, oh, it's working, but it's actually doing you harm. Yeah. Your skincare, by the way, should not hurt.
No. Yeah, it should not be burning your face.
Side note, same thing with your hunger. We teach our clients the hunger scale, like 1 to 10, and learning their hunger and figuring out like when to stop when they're full and when to eat when they're hungry and stuff. And you're constantly pushing your body to the point where it's physically making noise and growling and you thinking, oh, that's a good thing. I'm losing weight.
Right.
No, that's just setting you up for so much failure on the long run when you realize like, oh my gosh, I'm starving. And then you become ravenous and gain it all back.
And that's the time where you reach for McDonald's or pizza or ice cream or whatever, something quick with a lot of sugar, a lot of carbs to refill your energy stores, boost your insulin up super fast, and then you drop super fast too because you're in that deficit for so long. I kind of want to go in the direction of hormones, or do you want to just talk about intermittent fasting still for a sec?
Yeah, no, we can pivot. Go for it.
Okay.
Pivot!
Hard pivot. Hard turn. So specifically speaking...
Wait, I hope everyone got that reference.
Wait, what?
Serena didn't even get that reference. Pivot? Friends?
Pivot!
Oh, yeah.
With the couch? I don't watch Friends.
Oh.
I've never watched it.
You guys, you might be witnessing... You might be witnessing a drawing a line in the sand here. I'm just kidding.
Not the drawing a line in the sand. Oh, crap. I've never also watched The Office because it's not funny.
I've never watched The Office either. Y'all, we are squirrel moments today. I've never watched The Office either, but Friends, you got to do it. So good. So good.
I don't know. It's too old for me. R.I.P. to, I forgot his name.
Matthew Perry.
Yeah. R.I.P. I did know that, and I, you know, did pay my dues of respect.
There
and,
we go.
You know, we'll say a little prayer, but anyways.
Anyways, back to the topic.
Hard pivot. You guys are laughing as much as we're laughing.
I'm annoyed with us today. Sorry, you guys.
No, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Okay, so speaking from a male's perspective.
There we go.
Right? Okay. So this is why intermittent fasting tends to work a lot better for men is because their hormones run on a 24-hour cycle. So, okay, they wake up at 6 a.m., they do their day, they go to bed, their bodies reset every single day. Females, we did not get that lucky.
We don't work like that.
Yeah, we don't work like that. Our hormones actually work on a 28-day cycle, and this is coincided with your period, so could be a little bit longer than 28 days sometimes, depending on how your cycles usually are. And that is one of the main reasons why intermittent fasting does not work as well for us. It might work at first with the initial weight loss because we're in a calorie deficit, but after a while you're probably going to start to experience some of those effects of your hormones being off, and this could look like your hunger, your sleep, your stress, you're cranky, you're tired, all of those things. And so that's kind of why we are saying that it's not worth it because of those side effects that we're getting specifically hormonally.
Yeah, think like symptoms wise think about like PMS symptoms, but other times when you're not PMSing, you know.
I
like the way you just explained that too. And if you guys want more detail on like the cycle in general and how that really works, we have an episode that came out a few weeks ago that was on cycle syncing and stuff that actually Coach Serena dove really deep into some of the stuff. She's really...
Have you heard health and fitness coaches talk about how your metabolism can help you burn fat even while you're sleeping? And you just think,
how. Trust me, we get it. It's all so confusing to know what you need to do to get your metabolism working the way you want it to. But today, you're in luck. We have created a done-for-you daily checklist that will set your metabolism on fire. All you have to do is DM us checklist and we will send it your way completely for free. All right, now let's get back to the episode.
Really well versed in that stuff. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I kind of want to learn a little bit more about how my cycle really works, go listen to that episode after this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So with that, not only the effects that you feel like on a day-to-day basis, but let's loop in the training aspect too, because mm-hmm. a lot of people, when they are in the intermittent fasting kind of mindset or thinking this is the way they should be doing it, they also think they should be doing like fasted cardio fasted training and not eat any food until after your training. Or if you do like morning sessions and you're not even intentionally doing it, but you're training in the morning because that's the time you can before work, and then you fast until 1 o'clock in the afternoon, this is going to throw your hormones for a tailspin even farther, okay?
I'm concerned for your work.
not only, like, at the moment of, like, you doing it as well due to, one, do you have enough energy to put in this workout? Like, are you actually going to be able to get through this workout without injuring yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it depends on what type of training you're doing, how intense it is, the duration of it, and stuff like that. But just thinking of, like, past clients, past things that, like, people in my life, even I have even done, is when you're typically on a, like, path to lose weight and trying different things like these fad diets, like intermittent fasting, you're also typically going pretty hard in the gym. They're pretty parallel,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so just going off of the assumption that you're going pretty hard in the gym and you're doing this at the same time can actually be very, very dangerous for you.
Mm-hmm.
Not only right now in like the present time for you, but your future self as well.
Yeah.
We were doing a little research before popping on and talking about this just so we don't misspeak in any way. But the main thing that I want you women to think about, and especially if you're in your 20s and 30s, maybe you want to start a family one day, this mm-hmm. is something that when you intermittent fast and train at the same time, which the fasting alone has an effect on it, but when you add in the training to the mix, it really kind of heightens this,
right,
this process.
You're inserting yourself.
Right. It will slow down the production of your reproductive hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore it's going to eventually, maybe, not everyone of course, lead to some fertility issues. And this is something that a lot of women really want in their life. Not all women of course want children, but if it's something that you really want in your life and you've been doing this or you've been thinking about doing this type of technique, I really, really encourage you to do your research, ask your doctors, think twice about it. Essentially, like, get all of the information that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But also I want you to know there's a better way. You don't have to do it in this way, because this way is also kind of miserable.
Yeah, I used to do it.
Yeah, so okay, so can you talk on your experience a little bit about how you felt and stuff when doing it?
Okay, I'm gonna just lead off with this story, but one time I was in college and I woke up and I was like, I'm gonna go to the gym. It was like 7 a.m. and I didn't eat anything, obviously, because I was like, I'm not about to go to the dining hall and eat something before I go work out. Like, that's stupid. And I can't remember exactly what I did, but I was warming up on the bike. And all of a sudden, my vision just goes black.
Oh, no.
And I get lightheaded, and I'm like,
this is not right. Yeah.
So I, like, get off the bike, and I'm, like, trying to walk out the door, and my vision is, like, super spotty and blurry, and I'm, like, feeling around. And it was wintertime in Niagara Falls, so it's freezing. And so I, like, stumble my way to the door. There was, like, nobody there because it was so early. And I get right outside, and I can't see anything. And I had to just sit down on the cold cement for, like, 15 minutes until I wasn't lightheaded and stuff anymore. And I was like, okay. I was like, I guess I need to go eat something because I do not have enough in me to do this.
I was going to ask, is that kind of, like, where your brain went, essentially, of, like, okay, like, when figuring out what was happening to you? Because I feel like a lot of people would go into like full-on panic if something.
Oh,
like
I was
that
panicking. Yeah. I was like, but what the hell's going on?
Did the thought of like, I'm just like, don't have enough fuel inside of me, like, trigger in your mind to where you made a change recent, like right after that? Or did it take a little bit while, like, for you to kind of get away from the intermittent fasting phase?
I think it was like, once I got my vision back, I walked over back to my dorm, and I don't remember if I went back to sleep or not.
Mm-hmm. But this was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago, like 6 years ago. And I was like, okay, I was like, maybe I just need to eat something before I work out next time because, you know, and then I did. And so then after that, like, I would still kind of practice intermittent fasting, but really loosely. Like, there was a point in time where I was trying to lose a bunch of weight, and I would eat, like, an apple before I worked out. Yeah. So not zero calories, but pretty low calories just to make sure I had a little.
At least it's carbs.
Yeah, yeah. A little something so I didn't pass out. But, yeah, like, it worked. Like I said at the beginning, it worked because I was in a calorie deficit and I was doing all the HIIT training and all that stuff. But it came to a point where I was just so tired all the time and I didn't understand why. I was like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like, you would think if you're changing your body and doing healthy habits, eating better, working out, you would feel better. Okay. Yeah. So I'm glad you bring this story up because I also want to talk about a little bit more about eating food and training and not eating food and training because I'm not even before your training, right? So if you go into something that you have probably goals to get quote unquote toned, feeling stronger, looking more lean and stuff, that's going to require you to put on muscle mass.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you put on muscle mass, you're go back to the episode with Cody Watkins, but talking about metabolism or metabolic adaptation and stuff, but your metabolism goes up with the amount of muscle mass that you have on your body. Right. Now, if you're going and doing these training sessions and then not eating for roughly 5 hours after these training sessions, you're essentially doing more damage than what you're like. You're doing the opposite of what you want to do. You're not giving your body the essential amino acids that it needs to build up this muscle mass to where you do look lean. You do feel strong because your body is then going to try to replace the energy you just exerted with no fuel coming in. And the first thing it's going to go to is not your fat. It's going to go to your muscle first.
Yep.
And it's going to start eating away at your muscle. So
you guys are really loving and relating to this conversation and want to continue to learn more about this topic and countless others. Listen up. This is for you. We want to give you access to our free community of women on similar paths to you. Shoot us a DM on Insta with the word Facebook and we will get you in there ASAP.
Essentially, you're putting in all of this work in the gym. Also, almost practically starving yourself just to see muscle falling off of your body. And that's where you're seeing the weight change.
Yeah.
Because muscle, we all know, muscle is way more dense than fat. And so when muscle falls off your body, we typically see the scale drop faster. That's where you're seeing the weight loss. You're not seeing it in the fat that you're actually wanting to see fall off your body. This is when we hit that like skinny fat phase too, where people are like, well, I lost the weight, but like I still don't look the way I want to look. This is why. This is why you're not fueling yourself properly. You're not game planning your pre and post workout food properly. And this is such a big misconception because intermittent fasting is glorified. It's a full diet culture glorification sort of thing that I feel like everyone just sees it and they see it as an easy, quick fix that, oh, I can just, you know, skip some meals and push it in and into a certain time frame and boom, I'm at my weight goal.
You know what? I kind of hate that. It kind of teaches you like, oh yeah, skipping meals is okay.
Well, but another thing I want to ask you too is, and this is something I do with all of our clients on initial calls and stuff. Yes, you have a weight goal on the scale, but what about after you reach that weight goal?
Right.
What's next? What's your real why as to why you're doing this? Is it to, I don't know, run around on the beach and play football with your kids without getting out of breath? Is it to be able to sustainably build a strong body that can carry a baby and deliver a baby? Is it to...
That's a good point. I like that.
All of these things, intermittent fasting is not helping with. It's hurting you from getting from those goals. It's going to get you to that one goal, which possibly is a number on the scale.
Yep.
But it won't be long-term and forever. It's not going to be a permanent transformation.
Still going to not like the way you look. It's going to be the skinny fat look.
Right. And then that why, that root reason as to why you're really wanting to make a change is not going to be accomplished through this method. So again, that's why I really want to encourage you guys to like think twice about this, maybe re-listen to this episode.
Do a little of your own research as well on the hormone pieces of it. Don't just because whoever so-and-so said on TikTok that they lost 50 pounds from intermittent fasting. does not all automatically mean that it will be beneficial to you.
Yep. I also challenge you too. If you see someone who's like, oh, I lost 50 pounds on intermittent fasting, yada, 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 whatever it is and stuff, like save their name and like 2 years from now, go see if they're still at the weight that they're at. Cause they're probably not. They probably will put it all back on.
Funny. I can't believe you just said that. Just, like, I thought you were about to say comment on their TikTok and ask them. I was like, dang.
Well, you could do that too. Whatever you want. But like, really, like, think long term. Like, cause you really rarely ever see people saying like, I lost 50 pounds on intermittent fasting and I'm keeping it off for years and years and years and years. No, normally right. They're intermittent fasting, seeing results. They come off of intermittent fasting, they put on some weight. Oh, gotta go back into intermittent fasting again. It's a dieting hamster wheel, you guys. And there's a better way to do it.
There's a more sustainable way to do it too for the long term. That way you're not constantly having to go back to this quote unquote quick fix, I guess.
Exactly. So I'll get off my soapbox now, but I'm very passionate about this.
I love when people say I'll get off my soapbox. That's just the second time I heard that in the last week. It was so funny. Yeah, one of my friends, she was like, not to get on my soapbox. I'm like, soapbox? Where did that come from?
I don't know. Maybe it's a southern thing. I've always heard it. It
probably is because she's from here too.
But I just like, I really want to encourage you guys to think outside of this and think long term. Like, I want you guys to reach your goals and never have to start from scratch again. And that's what we do with our clients. So to kind of wrap this up here.
Yeah.
One, if you related to this or have any questions about any of this, please reach out to us on Instagram or, mainly Instagram. That's going to be the quickest way. Instagram,
Facebook. Leave a comment on the podcast if you want.
Yep.
Rate, review, all the things.
We always forget to say that. But yeah, rate, review. It really helps. But specifically too, like, I guarantee anyone listening, talking directly into your ears right now.
I'm calling you out.
I guarantee if you yourself hasn't thought about doing this, you have a friend or two who has talked about or thought about doing this. So do us and them a favor and send them this podcast to listen to to help them, because that's our main goal with this podcast too, is to get this education out to people so that you don't have to waste your time being miserable to get to your goals and realize, oh, there's a better way to doing this. And just a lot of people just don't realize it. So if you have anyone in your life that you feel like would really benefit from hearing this, please share. We would really appreciate it.
That's right.
And then, like Serena said, rate, review, leave a comment. We love
it. Share it on your Instagram story.
Yeah, that would be super helpful. The more people we can touch with this podcast, the better. And that's our goal here. So
yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
Well, great episode. So in short, is intermittent fasting worth it?
No.
No.
Not worth it. Awesome. All right, you guys. Well, have a fabulous week and we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.